Isaiah chapter 14. Now this continues the judgments against Babylon that we read in chapter 13. However, Yahweh will have mercy on Jacob and will again choose Israel and will settle them in their own land. And foreigners will join them and become part of the house of Jacob. Well, that was always God's intention, that the Gentiles would become his people and that Israel would be the light of the world to them. But unfortunately, the Jews went the other way. They either mixed with the Gentiles and worshipped their idols, or they separated themselves and thought they were better than the Gentiles. Many nations will take my people and bring them to their land and their place. The house of Israel will make those nations serve in Yahweh's land, and they will take captive those who were their captors, and they will rule over those who once used to oppress them. And at that time, when Yahweh gives relief from all your suffering and all your cruel bondage wherewith you served, you will sing this song of mocking against the king of Babylon. So just notice, this is a song against the king of Babylon that will be sung by God's people when Babylon falls and when Israel has been restored in their kingdom, in their land. How the oppressor has come to a finish. How has the mighty warrior ceased? Yahweh has broken the rod of the wicked and the staff and scepter of the ruler. He who once struck down people in anger with terrible blows, who oppressed nations in fury. The entire earth is at peace, and all the people of it break into song. The great cypress trees rejoice over you, as do the cedars of Lebanon, saying, now that you have been cut down, no such woodcutter comes up to cut us down. The underworld beneath you, as it were, meets you when you come down to them. The dead ones meet you, those who used to be the great leaders. Those get off their thrones who used to be the kings of the nations. So then, this king of Babylon is going to where all the kings go, that is to the grave, to unconsciousness. They will say, you have become weak, just like we are. You have become no better than us. Your pride has been brought down to the grave, along with the noise of your harps. There are maggots and worms crawling all over you. This is clearly the picture of a human body in the grave. How have you fallen from heaven, O day star, or Lucifer, the morning star? How have you been thrown down to the earth, you who once laid low the nation? You who said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will go above the stars of God, I'll erect my throne and sit on the mount of meeting in the uttermost parts of the north. I will go above the tops of the clouds, I will be like the Most High. But you are brought down to the place of the dead, right down to the grave, so that those who see you stare at you, and they say, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who made kingdoms shake, who made the world like a desolate place, destroying its cities and refused to open the prison cells for the prisoners? All the kings of the nations lie in state in their own tomb, but you are just thrown away like a rejected branch. Like those pierced by the sword, those who go down to the grave, like a dead body trampled underfoot, you won't be united with those great kings in your burial, because you destroyed the land and killed your people. Your descendants will never be mentioned apart from as those who practice evil. Because of your guilt, your sons will be massacred. They will not rise and inherit the earth, nor cover the face of the earth with cities. Now, this passage is misunderstood by those who want to believe that Satan was an angel called Lucifer who got chucked out of heaven. That is not what it's saying. It keeps saying, this is the man who used to dominate Israel, who used to do this, and now he's been thrown down to the grave and his body is being eaten by worms and maggots. So clearly, this is the king of Babylon. He was a person. He was just an ordinary man. He was not any kind of angel. He was just an ordinary person. And this is exactly in the context of all the prophecies about the king of Babylon. So when you read the Bible, you've got to read what comes before a verse and what comes after it. You've got to read it in context. Not just pick a verse that says, oh, the bright morning star, the Lucifer, was thrown from the heavens to the earth. Oh, there you are. That happened in the Garden of Eden. No, that's not at all what it's saying. Clearly, this is talking about the king of Babylon, and this is a song that the Jews are going to sing against him in the last days, when their kingdom has been eternally restored, and when the king of Babylon has been brought down, finally. So it's not talking about anything that happened in the Garden of Eden. It's talking about a king who was destroyed and deposed for his pride. The lesson to us, as always, is that God hates pride, and he loves humility, and he will bring down pride. So in a figurative sense, you can say that, oh yeah, he was a great star. Like people talk about a pop star, a rock star. Someone who's a star, but the star fell. They got disgraced over something or other. And so that's what happened to this king of Babylon. God says, I will rise up against them, declares Yahweh of hosts, and I will destroy from Babylon her name and her remnant and her offspring, declares Yahweh. And I will make it a possession of wild hedgehogs, and it will be pools of water, totally a destroyed place, declares Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh of hosts has sworn, surely, as I have planned, that is what shall happen. And as I have determined, so it will remain, to crush the Assyrian in my land, and on my mountains I will trample him down. His yoke will no longer be upon you, and his burden will not be upon your shoulders. This is what has been planned for the entire land. This is the hand that is stretched out over the nations. For Yahweh of hosts has planted and planned it, and who can stop it? His hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? In the year that King Ahaz died, this message came. Don't rejoice, all of you Philistines, that the rod that struck you is broken, because from the snake's root a viper is going to spring up, and its offspring will be like a very poisonous serpent. The firstborn of the poor will find pasture, and the needy will lie down in safety. But their survivors will be destroyed. So this is the same story as always, that those that seem so strong, like you could never touch them, will be brought down. And the humble and the meek people are those who are going to live forever in God's kingdom. Wail and cry out, melt away, you Philistines, because judgment comes from the north. And they will answer the messengers, saying, Yahweh has established Zion, and in it the afflicted among his people will find refuge.